We'll see how he is to this week. We just had to watch that, that he never broke down again, and I think that is important. That if he did break down, we'll send him back to West Ham, and that happened here the last time. So we've got to kind of manage him a little bit, and I think he was feeling the effects of the training last week. So that's why we decided to leave him here.
You got a feel for him a little bit, haven't you? He's had a long-term injury, and he said when he came here that I needed to make sure I was right, and maybe he will be in a few days' time.
Oh, no, he will be. He'll get through that. It's a long time not playing and training and coming into this, but it's like high-intensity stuff. So we've just got to kind of man-manage him and make sure he's okay.
It's an area that you're pretty pleased with at the moment, though. If you have to be without him, your defenders are doing very well, aren't they?
No, excellent. And, they said Michael Gallen's there as well, so we're not too bad. Danielle's there as well. So, but the two lads in there at the minute have performed at a really, really high level.
Big thing for the lads, that clean sheet. First one for you at the weekend. And I know that from goalkeeper to the whole back line, and perhaps further forward as well, you defended from the front, didn't you?
I thought they were very good. They're getting better at it. I think they've got a great inner desire to try and not get beat. And that's all you can ask for as defenders, is because they can't affect what happens in the last third of the pitch. They can't affect it. So we basically just tell them, make sure the back door's shut. And if you can do that and play as well as you have been, then everybody will be quite happy.
Just on your fullbacks, they're not the biggest, but are they the sort of modern-day fullback, if you like, the athletic ones who can get up and down for 90 minutes?
They are, and you're right, we say we don't have the tallest fullbacks in the world. But going forward, the two of them are giving us great advantage on that side, and very quick, which they do give you. So, the two of them, Adam is just a young kid. Marcus has been about for a longer time, but the two of them have done really well, allied to the two in the middle of the pitch.
Because of the start that you've had in terms of results, you have been keen to stress you want to see players, but at the same time, consistency is surely helping performance and results, isn't it? How fine a line is it between, well, I really need to see him, and him, but we're doing really well at the moment?
That's a balancing act that we have to try and get, you know, and we're on a little bit of a roll at the minute, and we've got 2 games in 3 days, which is a big turnaround, so we have to wait and see how they perform in training and how they perform Friday. And but I'm always a great believer, your next important game is your next one. In one game at a time. What happens on Monday will happen.
Are you a big believer in, if it ain't broke, don't fix it as well? If the players in the position are playing well, are you a manager whose thought is we carry on as we go? We see a lot of managers these days say, well, you can't play 2 in 3 days. Well, how do you view it?
It's a hard one. You never know what's going to happen after Friday, but Friday's more important than Monday at this minute in time. Monday will become more important than what the following Sunday will be. So I view it one game at a time, and listen, just win on Friday, and then I'll decide on Monday what's going to happen.